Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You got stock market questions, I've got stock market answers. Tap in, catch me on IG at Ask Blank. All right, we are here. We are back with more of the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. And we are talking about my top 24 bargain stocks at $24 a share or less for the year 2024. All right. And we're just plowing right through them. Hope you're finding some interesting ideas for your watch list. All right. We don't go out there and jump in deep waters 2 feet first. All right. We do a process. We do have due diligence. I want you all to fact check and really take a look at what a company does, who they compete with, where their market is, how big is their market opportunity, what's their current market share, do they have a clear strategy for growth, who do they have running it. Just so many questions that we have to ask ourselves when we consider investing in a company. So I want to make sure that we focus on the research part. We don't just, you know, try to take the shortcuts, hear a ticker symbol and just jump right in into our accounts and start wheeling and dealing. All right. So let's go ahead and give you the next one though on the list. I hope you got your pen and papers ready. And this is a company that has its hand in so many different things. It's another conglomerate that has a portfolio reputable brands under its helm. And I found this one intriguing as well because I haven't seen price levels like it is currently since the pandemic lows. All right. It's literally right in the same vicinity as that. And so we're going to jump right to it. And the company I'm talking about is Paramount Global. Paramount Global, ticker PARA. All right. At the time of this recording, it's trading at $11.26 per share. A 52-week range of a low of $10.16 and a high of $24. All right, that's their 52-week range. So it's basically a dollar above the floor, but $10 below the ceiling. So there may be some opportunity, again, long-term, right? We're talking about a company that has its hands in an industry that has faced some challenges. But I do like the names within this portfolio. Not all of them, but a lot of them, and see what they could possibly do with it. So market capitalization, $7.7 billion. All right. They have a 1-year target, one source of 1288, another source, $13.06 per share. So roughly, you know, about 15% or so upside is the estimate on a share price appreciation. They do pay a small dividend, 20 cents a share, which is only 1.71% dividend yield. You always want to look at the yield. That's a more important
number, that percentage, than just looking at the dividend itself, right? You want to see what that yield is, because your benchmark is, well, what could you get in the yield if you just left the money in the bank, in the money market, or, you know, CD or something like that. So not a super high dividend. So you would be playing this for the growth, for seeing if it could rebound potentially. But we got to really evaluate the company the industry is competing in and see, you know, how long would it take to turn things around. And when you're dealing with this type of product that they produce, it's a whole lot of competition in the streaming space, right? That's eating at it, because they're in the communication services sector, in the entertainment industry, with 21,900 full-time employees. Their description says Paramount Global operates as a media, streaming, and entertainment company worldwide. It operates through TV media, direct-to-consumer, and field entertainment segments. All right. The TV media segment operates CBS Television Network, domestic broadcast television network, CBS stations, international free-to-air networks comprising of Network 10, Channel 5, Telefe, and Chilevision. Domestic and premium basic cable networks. They got premium Paramount Plus with Showtime, MTV, Comedy Central, Paramount Network, the Smithsonian Channel, Nickelodeon, BET Media Group, and CBS Sports Network. And they also have international extensions of these brands. The segment also offers domestic and international television studio operations, including CBS Studios, Paramount Television Studios, Showtime, MTV Entertainment Studios, CBS Media Ventures, which produces and distributes first-run syndicated program, and digital properties consisting of CBS News Streaming and CBS Sports HQ. All right. The direct-to-consumer segment provides a portfolio of domestic and international pay and free streaming services, including Paramount Plus, Pluto TV, BET Plus, and Noggin. The film entertainment segment produces and acquires film, series, and short-form content for release and licensing around the world, including in theaters, on streaming services, on television, through digital home entertainment, and DVDs, Blu-rays, and operates a portfolio consisting of Paramount Pictures, Paramount Players, Paramount Animation, Nickelodeon Studio, Awesomeness, and Miramax. It also offers production, distribution, and advertising solutions. The company was formerly known as Viacom CBS Inc. and changed its name to Paramount Global in February of 2022. The company was founded in 1914 and is headquartered in New York, New York. Paramount Global is a subsidiary of National Amusements, Inc. All right. So they got their hands in quite a bit. I know that a lot of those brands that I just rattled off are brands that we have some familiarity with, right? Some of us have not just familiarity, an affinity for some of those brands. All right. I have to do more homework to really see what are the statistics behind how much of this content is being consumed, you know, globally, right? I don't know the statistics of the, you know, time spent watching or interacting with some of these television and media based brands, but I think that that is something that would be very interesting to take note of. Because to see the rankings of, and I'm sure that's something maybe we could find, ranking the most watched. I'm going to look some up real quick and see if this happened. Watched. And you get to see how one of the ways I do some homework. Stations, TV networks. All right. So this has a whole, there are a ton of stations out here. I found an article taken from variety.com. And it gives me a list dating back from 2015 all the way up to 2022. Each year, the most watched networks by total viewers. And it's a mix of both regular network televisions as well as cable televisions. And this first page, the list has 152 stations on it ranked. And then it goes in further, like the top 50 ranked networks of 2023 by adults 18 to 49. So it starts breaking stuff down. But really the top five are just the handful of the main networks. And then it really goes to cable pretty quick. Just at a glance at the top 50 rated networks amongst adults 18 to 49, and this is from highest to lowest most viewers, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, right? CBS is owned by Paramount Global. So the number four slot is already a property up under their portfolio. So five is ESPN, then Univision, TNT, Telemundo, TBS, USA, Bravo, TLC, Food Network, Discovery Network, ION, Fox News, HGTV, and the list goes on. But what I would do as a project, if I do more research on it, I would match up the rankings from those top stations and see how many of them are under Paramount Global's umbrella and where they land, right? To see, okay, they have 10 brands and these are the rate rankings that these 10 have. And then seeing if there's, what's the direct competition? What's the leaders and what's the laggards of that list? You know, what are their most celebrated stations and which ones are facing the most challenges? And then, like I always encourage us to do, listen to conference calls. I like to look under the hood for sure. You know, I like to look under the hood. I enjoy crunching the numbers, but I also like to listen to the C-suite leadership analyze the numbers, analyze the results, right? I want to hear if they're proud of their performance. Are they shook? Do they have some solutions? All that kind of stuff. I'm really keeping my ears tuned for specific talk points because I really want to know about the growth and are we going anywhere. Now, as always, you can go to paramount.com, look at the top nav menu. To the right, you'll see a button that says investors. You can click the investors link at the top there, and it will take you to the investors page. And if you do that, you can scroll down and you'll see on the first page, it says earnings materials. They'll give you their fourth quarter 2023 earnings press release, the trending schedules, Paramount Global investors presentation for February 2024 is up there, and the fourth quarter 2023 earnings transcript. So you can tap into that stuff. They have a nice 29 page presentation here that looks awesome. It's 200,000 plus TV episodes, 4,000 plus films. It looks really good how they have this laid out. They have their entertainment, their film, news, kids, sports highlight up here. They got the NFL, the Masters golf tournament, NCAA March Madness, the USFA Champions League, and the Big Ten. So you can see that all there. They have it really laid out that you can see the total company revenue and all the financials. And some of their investment highlights, as they said, they're leveraging world-class content across multiple platforms to drive earnings growth. They say, one, best-in-class content distribution and monetization. Two, driving direct-to-consumer profitability. And three, maximizing cash flow from traditional businesses. And they have some very notable names as they break down their, call their world-class content engine. And they have what's called a franchise-focused content strategy leveraging popular IP, that IP being intellectual property. So they have iconic movies, Sonic the Hedgehog, Mission Impossible, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, CBS hit shows, which include NCIS, FBI, and Ghost, global reality, which include Survivor, The Amazing Race, and Drag Race. They have kids' favorite characters, SpongeBob SquarePants, Dora the Explorer, Paw Patrol, the expanding Taylorverse, which is Special Ops Lioness, 1883, and Tulsa King, and then marquee sports properties that, again, include the NFL, the UEFA, and the NCAA. So I like what I see. I'm not going to read there through this whole 29-page document for you, but you can go download it for free and take a look at it. It's very user-friendly. They have a lot of call-outs here, a lot of visuals, and, of course, my favorite part, numbers. And they have a ton of partnerships with major brands all across the world, something that I consider noteworthy. So take a look at it, jump into it, and let me know what you think. I'll let it get some feedback from you. But I think that they have a portfolio of some powerhouse brands. You know, long term, they should be able to provide some value out of that portfolio for sure through advertising, product placement, and original content. So jumping into what we see under the hood, gross profit margin, -2%. However, they have a operating margin of 5.3%. Return on assets for the trailing 12 months, little more than 2% to the good. Return on equity is a -5.3%. Revenue for the trailing 12 months is just shy of $30 billion with a capital B. However, that represents quarterly revenue growth down a -6% year over year. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, $2.19 billion, which represents quarterly earnings growth year over year up over 2,300%. They must have been restructuring and doing some things. That's a high number, to say the least. When we look at their balance sheet, total cash on hand for the most recent quarter, $2.46 billion relative to $16 billion of total debt. All right. And again, they do pay a dividend. The payout ratio is kind of high. It's a 93.2%. I typically like to see dividend payout ratios below 60% because I don't like for dividends to stress a company's bottom line. If they're struggling to pay the dividend and push come to shove, the first thing that usually gets cut or suspended is the dividend. And that affects us as shareholders. They cut our pockets. They cut our payouts first as a way to preserve capital. As usually you'll see that as well as layoffs. Those are another ways that companies try to conserve capital. They lay people off and they cut dividends. So if you look at their graph, I mean, if you even look at a 5-year graph, 1-year graph, it's not, the graphs aren't sexy. All right. It's not sexy. I mean, the graph will lead you to believe that this is potentially a mud play. When I look at the 1-year graph, I look at their 52-week high and low, and know it's been as low as 10.16 and as high as 24. And right now it's 11.22. I think that's an opportunity, but don't make 52-week high and lows your basis for getting into an investment. All right. Don't get into a trade simply because of that. Look at more things than that. So I want your feedback. I want to bounce ideas off of you and you bounce them off of me. So let me know what you think about this one. Paramount Global, ticker PARA, bargain basement. I think that it has better days ahead of it. Again, just that whole media, entertainment, and streaming space is extremely competitive. Everybody and their grandmama fighting for people's eyes and ears. But they do have some brands that have cult-like followings that impact a variety of age groups and demographics. So I don't think this is a company that's going to roll over and die anytime soon. I think that they just are in need of some medical treatment to take it to the next level. And so I'm bullish long term, not short term, but long term. I can see a turnaround on this. It may be some years before it hit the numbers we're looking for to hit from an RRI perspective, but it could be there. And again, challenge me. Let me know what you think. All right. So I'm going to land the plane there on Paramount Global, PARA. On my list of top 24 bargain basement stocks under $24 a share for the year 2024. You heard it right here on the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. We out.
Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at mountsinaioliveoil.com.